Dozens of comic cons will happen over the next few weeks. These are those big conventions for comic book and sci-fi fans. The biggest comic con of them all is later this month, San Diego's Comic Con International. Reporter Andrew Schneider of Houston Public Media reports on how a niche market is turning into a multinational industry.
Darren Tompkins attended his first Comic Con in Roanoke, Virginia, back in the mid-1980s. At the time, these gatherings were for diehard comic fans, people who might invest in a Batman or Joker costume to wear once a year.
And really, it was just a small ballroom filled with cardboard boxes. I mean, there weren't any actors or famous people or panels or anything. It was just a place for comic book dealers to get together and sell their wares.
Tompkins now runs the Houston Zombie Walk, a charity walk that he promotes in a booth at Comic Palooza. That's Houston's leading Comic Con. He's watched attendance here nearly triple over the past 2 years, from 11,000 to more than 32,000. And while there are people in costume, most are ordinary folks in street clothes.
This is a vastly growing market.
John Simons is Comic Palooza's founder and chairman.
And a lot of that is tied to the fact that a lot of the things that were previously considered, you know, geeky or nerdy are now very mainstream. You know, everybody goes to see Spider-Man.
You've spun your last web, Spider-Man.
Superhero movies are a big part of the growing popularity of Comic-Cons. Such movies used to come out once every few years. In 1989, Batman earned just over $400 million in ticket sales. The first Spider-Man film in 2002 doubled Batman's record. Now, Hollywood turns out at least one superhero movie a year, and they rake in billions at the box office.
Oh my goodness, at Fan Expo with the cast of Orphan Black!
The growing popularity of Comic-Cons is why a European multinational bought Toronto-based Fan Expo, the company behind one of North America's largest Comic-Cons. Fan Expo president Steve Menzies says his mandate is to buy up other conventions. His first purchase, Dallas Comic-Con, the largest event in Texas.
The way we wanted to approach it was to find like-minded show promoters like ourselves that have produced great events over the years, enable them to sort of continue doing what they do, but to facilitate doing that bigger, better, and hopefully more of.
But as the industry shifts towards bigger corporate players, there's more pressure on smaller independent organizers like Christina Angel. She's director of Denver Comic Con.
When you get a group of corporate franchise cons that have much deeper pocketbooks, it's difficult to compete with them. And they can get bigger guests. And, you know, we depend entirely on our attendance numbers to be able to attract guests.
And that means putting on the best show they can.
Mr. Stan Lee!
Which is what Comic Palooza was aiming to do when it brought Stan Lee to Houston. Ticket holders lined up for blocks to see the former publisher of Marvel Comics and the creator of Spider-Man, Iron Man, and dozens of other superheroes.
It used to be just for kids. Now people of every age are here. I meet people who come with their grandchildren. It encompasses the whole human race.
And with that, Lee turned and climbed onto the stage to face more than 2,000 screaming fans. For NPR News, I'm Andrew Schneider in Houston.